Robert, it's 30 really, years ago, man.
Right, right. That's what I'm saying. This is just a matter of priorities not being put where the money should be put. The money should be put on a priority that was funded. And we got 40 years of addressing this issue and still 115 to 120,000 homes that are dealing with lead paint.
So, Robert, that should be criminal.
That again, if you don't have community leaders, and see, and a lot, like I said, community leadership is what drives the local government. If it's just quiet and getting its goodies and smacking its mouth with all those little puff cakes, it's not going to say anything. You know, the bottom line is you have to have community leadership that is going to push the government, the local government, to do with the money that needs to be done. Because if they don't, then basically they just go ahead and create all kinds of beautiful, creative, budgetary ways to take and skim money here and there and put it to fund some kind of little project out in the city anywhere. It just, you know, you don't have the kind of creative leadership like you look at what happened in Newark, New Jersey. Newark, New Jersey. You know the story there, right?
Right, right.
They removed over 22,000 pipes. 22,000 lead pipes. In 2 years, they removed them. 2 years. And here we're talking about removing 1,100 pipes a year, and we've got about 66 or 70,000. And that number that the city of Milwaukee is pumping out there, about 66 to 70,000, I question that number because before the ordinance was passed by the city of Milwaukee that outlawed or stopped the removal or partial removal of lead pipes, the city side, and leaving the pipe on the private side, they were doing that for years. We really don't actually know the real number of how many lead pipes are still on the ground until we get data that shows that all those years when they were partially removing lead pipes and kept the private side lead pipe on the ground, we need to have an accounting of how many of those pipes are still on the ground and add them to the known pipes that they're saying are 66,000. I believe that those numbers are much higher than what we're told right now.
You know, Robert, there are people who have argued, well, the city is doing its job. It's removing the pipes on its side. It's up to the owners of the homes to remove the pipes on their side. What do you say to people who say that, and especially people who really can't afford to do that? It's expensive.
That's the narrative of the government backed or the backers of government policy. That's the narrative of community groups, of activists, of nonprofit organizations that have partnered with the city so that they can continue to get city goodies in order to run their organizations or run whatever groups they have. That's the narrative that the city wants out there. The bottom line is, the city needs to have a more comprehensive strategic plan that not only addresses the removal of lead laterals from its side and lead laterals on the private side, but also deals with the fact that there are lead pipes in the premises of the house. And those pipes need to be removed as well. But you don't hear that kind of talk because you got too many of these people that are cherry-picked by the city leadership to sit at the table and him and haw, and then agree with whatever the city bureaucrat or whatever the city elected official says needs to happen, and they just sit there nodding their head and hold their hand out waiting for the next check from the city to come in.
You know, Robert, help us understand this. So let's say that the city removes the pipe from its side, and in doing so, when they do that, and the side that belongs to the homeowner has not been removed. While they're doing all of that pounding, does it intensify the lead on the homeowner side, you would think that that would be the case.
No, it's actual proven studies that prove. EPA studies done by experts around the country on this matter that prove the jostling and the continuation of hitting the pipes and doing what you need to do to remove the city side of the pipe does release particulate matter into the water. And it only does release it for that day or for a week. It could be releasing particulate matter up to a year after the work is done, because all the flakes have been loosened up. They haven't fallen in the water yet, but they've been loosened to the point where eventually 3, 4, 5, 6 months from now, they will fall into the water. And so, you know, it is a more comprehensive plan that needs to be done rather than stand in front of a camera and telling the city, look at us, look at we doing everything, we doing the best we can. No, you have to be much more aggressive in addressing this. And just sitting there saying, okay, we're done, we're doing what we can, that doesn't work. The people of the community need to be informed about this matter in a very aggressive way so that they can also contribute to eliminating this hazard from our homes, from our water as well. We have to have a more holistic approach on addressing this hazard that is damaging and destroying our children's future.
So, Robert, for people who don't know, there are many rural areas that are experiencing the exact same thing. And to people who don't know the wherefore and those types of things, why is it that you and others say it is the government's fault that these pipes have lead in them?
The city of Milwaukee, the research we've done and the history research done by one of our members, who is very prolific on researching history, we found evidence from Golden Meyer Library. We found evidence from the city of Milwaukee City Archives that shows that in the 1800s, especially around 1870s, the city of Milwaukee mandated the use of lead pipes. And that this was a government created problem.
So Robert, is it safe to say that they mandated lead pipes because they would last longer than anything else that they had?
They mandated lead pipes because they found them to be more malleable.
Okay.
And easier to install than the cast iron stuff they were using for water main. And so they then and the other insidious part of this, our research showed that the mayor of that time in the 1870, I believe it was Ludwig or something like that, I can't remember his name, he had interest in the lead mines of Wisconsin, and so he was able to profit himself to make sure that these lead pipes were mandated and the lead is used, and he was making pretty good bank back then. And so if the people decided to do the research like we did, it'll show that it is not the responsibility of the private side owner. That is all just nonsense that was put into place in the 80s and in the 90s by city governments and utilities to get them off the hook for paying for the removal. The real issue here is that it is local government that is responsible for removing the entire lead lateral. Now, the bottom line is city homeowners do have to remove the pipes that are inside their house, the pipes that are in the premises that are lead. Yes, they're responsible for that. But that's where the government should be coming in and working with city homeowners to do a tag team in removing the laterals and then working with the homeowner, working with the property owner, to remove the inside by providing incentives or whatever, tax rebates or whatever. But we don't have that kind of thinking mentality at City Hall. What we have in City Hall is who's going to get medium rare steak and who's going to get well done. That's all they care about.
You know, Robert, it's not funny, man, because for people who don't know, the city of Madison was able to make it happen, right? It can happen, exactly. Right? It can happen.
Racine is making it happen. Kenosha is making it happen. Green Bay is making it happen. They're making it happen down there in Pittsburgh. They're making it all over the country. They're making it happen. Over here, yeah, we're doing something. But I'm not going to sit here and pat everybody in the back and say, we're making it happen. No, we're doing a very half a job.
Hey, Robert, hang on. We got to go to the break. 844-967-2789. Robert Miranda's my guest. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.